Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 33. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We also got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And he's here, Mr. Sneaker Tub himself. He is here in person. Kamash, how are you, sir?
Good, Betty. Hello, Montreal. Hello, yeah. Canada. Hello, rest of the world.
Exactly. Yeah, we're worldwide here at the Sneaker Podcast. Yo, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Anytime, man.
But before we get into it, we got to know, what did everyone wear on feet? We're going to kick off the podcast like we always do. And since you're our special guest, I think we should kick it off with you. So
right,
what are we wearing on feet today?
During the daytime, did a lot of walking, had a bunch of meetings. So I wore my Nike Roshe samples.
Very nice.
One of one, I think.
Ooh.
Samples. What do they look like? What color is that?
They're black. And they've got like little white splatter on it.
Okay.
I've never seen those before, and the source says they're samples. So,
nice.
Tonight I'm wearing Adidas Prime Knit OG Stan Smiths.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Classy. But
classy,
you know,
and classic.
Ahead of time, I guess you could say. Futuristic.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That was for Alex, right? He's
yes,
not
that's
here.
For Alex.
Alex isn't here, but yeah.
That one's for you, buddy.
Pretty sure he appreciates it.
That's awesome. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
Today I was wearing, again, I'm on my Air Jordan 1 kick, so I wore some Royal 1s. I've been going through some Jordan 1 photos, and I think the Royal 1 is like one that I haven't shot yet or that was missing from my feed. So I took a quick photo today of them. And then for the podcast, I'm wearing my Puma Suedes times staple that were compliments of Kamaj.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Very nice. I love
super
those.
Dope.
Very cool. Chloe, you got that tech fleece on. What are you wearing on feet?
To the pod, I wore some Air Max 95s. They're a grape colorway. They're all like off-white with some black purple bubbles and some green eyelets.
I love those purple bubbles.
Yeah, so do I. And during the day, I wore some triple whites Ultra Boost, and I wore those all day.
All day.
Yeah.
They're your go-to? You cut the grass too?
No, I did some renos in them.
Ah.
Usually, they're not doing the reno shits.
Okay.
But I didn't even have time to take them off my feet.
Gotcha.
I just went right in it.
You're a busy man.
Yeah.
Is the official name of the 95s the grape colorway? Is that what they call it? Because
well,
they look like
I think there's like there's I would say it's the grape 2 because there is the OG grape which is more feminine. This is another grape, I would say.
It kind of reminds you of the Jordan 5 grape, no?
Yes, yeah. yes. It's more along that grape.
Gotcha.
Thanks for pointing it out.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. No, it's true. I don't have that great pair. I've been hunting those down.
Okay, it's on the list then.
It is.
Awesome. Today on feet, I wore my Adidas 9316 triple white EQT supports. They're very nice, very comfortable, and starting to go brown a little bit. The white's not so white anymore.
Did you clean them up.
I can clean them, but with the suede that's on them, it's kind of... It's a bit too much. I don't know. Maybe I'm not using the right brush.
Yeah, you don't want to rock the boat, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't want to dig deep if I can't dig myself out.
Yep.
Know what I mean? All right, so what's been going on? Maybe we could talk about why we have Kamaj on the podcast. We've been talking about it for a little while. You know, had to be weeks now, months maybe, that we've been wanting to get you on the podcast. So thank you. Again.
You're welcome. Anytime I can come around, I will.
That's cool.
That's for the future.
I think it's one of those situations where, you know, you talk to people either online or whatnot, and they're like, you should be on the pod. Yeah, I'll come by. But actually, Kamaj like came through and actually, we offered to have him on the phone, but he's like, no, I'm just going to come to Montreal and show up. I'm like, okay.
Trooper.
And then boom.
Yeah, so far, I love Montreal.
Yeah.
No hate Toronto, but I love Montreal.
Cool. So are you're originally from?
So I'm originally from Sri Lanka. Yeah. But I moved to England in like 2007. No, sorry, 2003. Then I was there for like 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Then I moved to Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's international.
I hear the accent.
Yeah, the English accent a little bit.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's a weird accent. There's a lot of stuff mixed in there.
There's a lot of stuff.
At least sophisticated, so it's all right, man.
Yeah, it sounds good to us.
Thank you.
And I think we had spoken about like how much Sneaker Tub is involved, like for what we do and how it's a great service and all. And then when we started talking, we're like, yeah, we should definitely get you on the pod. Partly just to educate the people on what the service is, mm-hmm. but also just to chop it up with you.
Yeah.
Because through conversation, it's like, yo, this is a guy I think we can hang out with. So it's partly that. And then we'll just see how it flows and see what type of info comes out.
Yeah.
I think you, right before we started, you were like, I have some big news.
Yes.
So let's just drop
let's
it.
Get into it.
You want to go with a bang. Wow.
Yeah. Let's do it. Back in April, we were invited to pitch on Dragon's Den. Dragon's Den is for all your like American listeners who are listening. It's basically Shark Tank, but like the Canadian version of Shark Tank.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I think the Shark Tank format was not stolen. I'd say adapted by looking at Dragon's Den, because Dragon's Den started in England first.
Yes.
That's a little bit of history on Dragon's Den. So we pitched on Dragon's Den, and the episode's actually airing. I just heard today that it's airing on Thursday, November 16th, 2017 at 8 p.m. on CBC Television. So set your PVRs, watch your TVs, gather around.
Just be there.
Just be there, and let's see what happens.
Excellent.
Yo, congratulations. That's huge. Amazing. That's a huge opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely huge.
It's like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, yeah. When you want to chill out at home and you want to watch something, that's something I would definitely put on.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my wife always agree that we could stop on and just
watch Dragon's Den
and just watch that.
And it's going to this time's going to be, I know this guy.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on my calendar. So
like, especially for like entrepreneurs, like in Canada, right? It's a really great show, and it's a really huge opportunity to go up there and like, you know, chop it up with the dragons, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they reached out to you? Is that how it works?
At first, they reached out to me when I first started Sneaker Tub, like back in 2016, April, but I wasn't ready to go on Dragon's Den then. And this year when like the applications were open, so I basically, I reached out to them this time and got to go on the show.
All right. Amazing. Now, we know you can't talk much about the show and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's got to be a little bit intimidating walking into a situation like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I can say or what I cannot say.
Yes,
so,
you can't say anything.
Just tune in. Just watch what happens.
There's an actual Dragon's Den security agent right here at the door.
Yeah,
watching
right outside, just in case.
They're watching us.
So maybe we could talk about the beginning. Mm-hmm. Sneaker Tub.
Yeah.
How did it start? Where did this idea come from?
So there's basically two stories. So I'll start with like the first story but not mention the second story because it's too long.
Okay.
So basically when, so I was in marketing before. So I worked for a film distribution company, one of the biggest film distribution companies in Toronto who did movies like Hunger Games, Expendables. So I was working as a marketing manager for that company, doing a lot of film promos and PR and stuff like that. And then I got fired. And I wanted to do my own business like for a long time. And I applied to like a lot of companies like Adidas, Nike, like New Balance, because I wanted to work in sneakers. That's what I like, right?
Okay.
But I got rejected because to get into a company like Adidas or Nike, like on the marketing side, you need a lot of industry experience. Mm-hmm. I'd say like my film marketing experience wouldn't cut it.
Okay.
If I work for like another like fashion brand or like a shoe brand or socks or whatever like that's related, I could have gotten. But then I thought to myself, like, why do I need to reach out to these brands and work for them? Why don't I create my own? So the idea for Sneaker Tub came off of that experience.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of subscription boxes. So anyone who doesn't know what SneakerTub is, SneakerTub is basically a monthly subscription service for sneakerheads. So we curate things like sneakers, socks, t-shirts, snapbacks, and all the sneaker swag, curated according to a theme every month, and it turns up at your door every month. So I forgot where I was going with this. So basically that's what SneakerTub is, and that's what like influenced me to start the business. And I'm pretty happy working for myself.
That's cool.
I'm my own boss.
Yeah, that's good. I like the vibe that it's all born from your actual love from sneakers. Like you're actually like a sneaker guy, and you're like, I'm leaving this job and let me try to figure something out in what I love rather than, I don't know, what makes the most money or, you know, go from there and see where it takes.
Yeah, it doesn't make the most money, but, you know, like it keeps me happy. Mm-hmm. And it, I'm working in an industry that I love.
You can't buy that, man.
Yeah.
You can't
buy
happiness.
All the money.
There's two things you can't buy, money and happiness.
Yeah.
Because money is what you buy money with.
That's true. I don't know. I like where you're going with that, though.
So what do you, so since you're a sneaker guy, do you like, you were planning a trip to Montreal. Mm-hmm. Did you try to figure out what type of sneakers to bring? Like this was a business trip, we could call it?
This was a business slash,
connect,
I'd say.
Just connect with people.
And I'm bringing my boy Lahiru down here. He's a childhood friend. He's in Toronto he's touring in Toronto and Calgary.
Very cool.
He's a musician. And so I was just bringing him down to entertain him. Plus, I made it a business trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone, right?
Yeah.
So did you figure out what type of rotation of sneakers you would bring?
I basically bought three pairs. My Adidas that I'm wearing today, the Nike samples, and there was another pair that I bought. Oh, yeah. The Air Force One black and white samples, too.
Sample gang.
Yeah, that one actually I picked up at like an outlet store.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you get lucky sometimes.
You're like a size 9?
I'm a size 9.
Ooh.
9.
The luckiest size.
It depends. It's like 9 to 11. If I like really like the shoe, I'll go big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Mike.
Yeah, like kind of like me.
Yeah, it depends on the sneaker. If I really like it. Like I've gone up to size 12, believe me. Like triple socks.
Triple socks.
Wow.
Throw insoles in.
Yes.
Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore, though.
So... Who else has a noteworthy rotation this week? I know seasons are changing. We don't like to talk about the weather. Well, I don't like to talk about the weather too much, but like we're changing seasons. It is affecting my rotation, my fits and my rotations. Is it affecting anyone else?
I think I'm wearing the same stuff, but I took a trip to Ottawa this past weekend for my buddy's birthday. And I thought, okay, Ottawa, what's the weather going to be like? It was going to be a little bit rainy on the Saturday. So I was only going for one full day, leaving on Sunday. Okay. I brought down my white mountaineering R2s, NMD R2s. I brought a Jordan 1 Royal for the rainy day. Perfect. I brought a pair of Zebras to stunt in. Didn't end up wearing those. And I brought an EQT Support Ultra PK.
But I saw you posted a zebra picture. Was that today?
No, I didn't wear them. I put them on for a picture and then took them off.
Because that qualifies.
Hey, that's a nice puddle.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? So I
think that works.
Yeah, I dug in the puddle. It was like a 10-minute thing, and then it was done. Back in the dust bag. See ya.
Things we do for a photo, eh?
That's right. That's right. Chloe?
I haven't really been affected with the change of weather yet. I've been wearing just the go-tos, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hardly out. I'm just in the rentals. And
actually, I was texting with a buddy today, and I was like, he was showing me a picture of his Adidas that he's wearing today. And I was like, yeah, you know what, man? I'm off Adidas right now. He's like, really? Why? I go, I don't know. I think it's like the season, because like I'm wearing more pants, so I'm like, okay, I wear my high tops a bit more, so I'm trending more toward Jordan 1s. And I'm figuring out not different ways of wearing my Jordan 1s, but like I'm trying to show more sock.
Okay.
So I'm lifting my pants up to like mid-calf, and it's creating a whole different fit segment for me. I don't know. I like it. I'm enjoying it, like trying to figure out different ways. Because what I would dislike is showing up at a spot where someone's wearing the same exact clothes as I am, right? Mm-hmm. So I always have to try to figure out, even if it's just regular slacks, just how to mix it up a bit to make sure that no one else is wearing the same thing I am.
Change it up.
It's clever. It's clever. But I think you really get excited for like the fall season, because I think you're a pants guy, right?
No, I'm a shorts guy. I used to wear shorts like late October.
Really?
Yeah. Like Halloween, I'm wearing shorts.
Interesting.
But it's, yeah, styles change. Now I'm more, and I guess now this, every year changes.
Yeah.
There was one year I was wearing jerseys all summer long. And this year it's like nothing like that. But once it was polos, you know, all preppy and shit. Now it's different.
Kanye style.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I'm escalating like Kanye. I don't know. You guys, what are you guys wearing today? Let's dip into fashion a bit.
What did I wear today? I wore a long black tee with zippers on the side. I wore blue denim with a cuffed at the bottom, but rolled up about capri height with a high Adidas sock. And that's it.
Kamaj, I know like you have to kind of curate the boxes that you're sending out to the people. So you must have an eye for particular fashion styles, because you can't just curate boxes to your like just what you're wearing, because it doesn't fit everyone, right?
No. So it's a little bit difficult to do that. I'd say I take inspiration from my style and then try to branch out into like, you know, I like to wear long tees, but not everyone like to wear long tees. So I'd chop things out of like my rotation and like insert like others' fashions and styles in. So that's how I like to do it. But I'd like to think like most of the time it just ends up being like almost what I wear. Which is not a bad thing.
No. You look good, man.
I dress well. I like to think.
Yeah.
So I'm today I'm wearing Vitali the ripped jeans. What they came out, I think, in like last season.
Mm-hmm.
Black Vitali jeans, just really simple, distressed. And the hoodies from Quality.
Shout out to the local boys.
Yeah. Our friends based right here. I'm wearing a Vitali necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing a Vitali tee under. And I'm wearing Richard Pura socks.
Sorry, what?
Richard Pura.
Oh, Richard Pura. Yeah. Okay, cool.
So that's what I'm wearing today. During the daytime, I wore an Alpha jacket, MA1 classic sage green jacket, Cousins brand hoodie, and Vitali, the blue version of what I'm wearing right now. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Vitali. Like their apparel is like off the hook.
Nice.
Yeah, anyone who's not checked them out, I'm not trying to like plug them.
No, right, yeah, Alex was honestly a really fan of them too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Alex is a big fan. Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of Kuala now. Like after the visit today.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it some more in the segment later. I think that for the listener that think that we just throw things into the pod just so that we accommodate the listeners. No, whenever like Kamaj was saying, I'm wearing like the ripped jeans from whatever, Chloe and I dipped our heads to check out the jeans. Like we're legit checking out his fit.
Yeah, so, super stunning.
Yeah. That's funny.
Chloe? Yeah, I mean like most of the time, like I'm all the brands that I work with, I'm big fans of them, and that's why I work with them.
Yeah.
And that's why most of the time I bring them into the rotation of Sneaker Dub. If I don't like anything, it doesn't matter. Like if my profit margins are high, like that really doesn't move the needle for me.
Mm.
I have to like the brand.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It makes sense, because I think if someone were to like go to your site and then check out your portfolio and like what you offer, they can tell right away, okay, this is the vibe that's being offered off this service.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, like for the most people that are into the sneaker game right now, I think it meshes well.
Yeah, I mean like off the top, like my message, like Sneaker Dub's not for hypebeasts.
Okay.
That's why it's for people who like to wear different brands. It's for people who has an appreciation for like classic sneakers, like Puma Suede or like Sauconys or like new brands like Ransom, who's like amazing, and they're like really expensive shoes, but like it's really sad, like a lot of the kids these days don't know about them and has no appreciation whatsoever for them. So it's really sad in a way, but like as a business, as we try to be a culturally relevant business and mm-hmm. try to make people dress a certain way, like not what your favorite YouTuber wears. Like mm-hmm. that's not what you should wear. Mm-hmm. You should have your own style. You should research brands. Like as like when I was growing up, like I was a fashion disaster. But like but you learn through like experience, mm-hmm. right? Like I was the guy who was wearing like basketball jerseys with like dress pants.
So me last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like it comes with experience. Like I don't blame 12-year-olds. Like mm-hmm. like I've been there, uh-huh. but it's not always about the hype. Like mm-hmm. you should experiment and you'll find your style. Mm-hmm. That's what I try to personally do, like from Sneaker Tub, to introduce people to like brands they don't know. Mm-hmm. And the feedback's been good. Like brands like Ransom, like most people who didn't know, especially in the US, like 95% of, because Sneaker Tub was originally, though we're from Canada, like started in the US, like we shipped like 95% to US only, like the sneakertub.ca site only started like a couple of months back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so like people in US who has no idea what Ransom is, like they really like appreciate the brand.
Yeah.
And nice. I think I like to think of like Sneaker Tub as a tastemaker.
Hmm. I like that,
a tastemaker.
But so we've admitted on the pod being hype beasts.
Okay.
But I do appreciate, so hype beast for certain articles mm-hmm. of either clothing or shoes, but I do seek out classics. So mm-hmm. I think we're like a mix.
Yeah, I mean, hype beast, like the word hype beast gets a bad rap anyway, mm-hmm. but like hype beast doesn't mean that you like the latest hype. Like, yes, you could like the latest mm-hmm. hype and you could also like classic sneakers. But like when we reference hype beast, like in my mind, it's a 12 or 13-year-old old kid, like no shade to anyone like watching Kais Omar's channel and mm-hmm. wearing what he's wearing. No offense, Kais, but yeah. that's my definition of a hype beast. But like, yeah, if you guys are like self-proclaimed hype beasts,
yeah,
but you know you wore a pair of Puma suede today.
Yeah.
You know who Jeff Staple is.
Yes.
Some kids has no idea who Jeff Staple is.
Okay.
But you know, you're the good type of hype beast. I like you guys.
I think the way we go about it is more like we would have probably liked the hype stuff even though it weren't backed by a known name. Mm-hmm. And maybe the known name just nudged us a bit stronger towards it to just pay attention to it. And then we're like, no, that is what I like.
Yeah. It's all about discovery, right? Like if Kanye didn't have his name attached to Yeezys,
yeah.
if it was called Freezies or whatever, you would have bought it just because you liked the shoe. Like, obviously.
Eventually, yeah.
Your decision was influenced by like Kanye endorsing the shoe or him designing the shoe. That's true. But if you saw it on a shelf, you would have bought it.
It probably, the Kanye involvement probably, or like Pharrell involvement or whatnot, yeah. probably fast tracked mm-hmm, mm-hmm. our acknowledgement of like the design.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's like it comes down to the basic principle of like wear what you like. Yeah.
It's, and it's very, look, you were just pointing out your koala quality hoodie mm-hmm. while we've been talking to you for a good 10 minutes and I didn't notice it until you said I'm wearing this quality and I'm like, whoa, it's really nice.
It's the first thing I noticed.
After you pointed it out to me, then I started paying attention. I was like,
yeah,
this
I mean,
is
like,
really nice.
Like quality, like I don't know how big the brand is. And can I know they have like a lot of retailers, but like if someone sees quality and it doesn't have like, you know, Kanye mm-hmm. or like someone big attached to it, like if you don't buy it, that's like my definition of like a bad hype beast because there's no name attached to it. Like you wear it but no one recognizes it. Mm-hmm. Like your intention of wearing clothes is someone recognizing you and like patting you on the back saying, oh, that's a Yeezy, or like that's a that's like a hoodie designed by like someone who's hyped. Like,
okay,
Supreme hoodie.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Mm-hmm. It's like no offense to those brands, they're playing the game.
Yes.
And people are eating it up, so good on them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, anytime a 12, 13 year old is, I use the word 12, 13 year olds a lot.
Kids.
Yeah. Kids, yeah. Like anytime they're like, they don't know a brand and they don't buy it, but deep in their hearts, they know they like it. But,
you know,
give me some of that box logo, like I'll wait in line for like 3 days and pay like $1,000 to buy it.
Yeah.
That's not the mentality that I respect.
Okay. So I go about like...
I'm a very complicated person too. Sometimes I contradict myself. So
when you were mentioning people like wearing something just so that someone would recognize it, I go about that in maybe two different ways. Let's say I know that the pair of sneakers I'm picking is really hyped. That will be the hype piece. And then whatever I wear on top is basically what I want to wear. And the second way I can go about it is the pair of sneakers I'm wearing are like classics, but I make sure that whatever's on top is really nice, like properly curated and nicely put together, that people will notice for that reason.
Yeah.
So like one hype piece and then whatever you want.
Obviously, you know, like we dress for ourselves. There's two ways of dressing. We dress for ourselves and we dress to look good, right?
Yeah.
So like we are kind of looking for recognition in that sort of manner. But, you know, like I would pick out a no-name brand and I'll wear it. Like that's that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I'm old enough and I'm comfortable enough to be comfortable with what I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good to know. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
So how many brands are you working with in these
we have a bunch.
Tubs?
I'll pull it up.
Yo, the list is long, bro. The list is long and it's only getting bigger.
I'll pull it up.
Do it. Now, do you rep a lot of the stuff? Well, I imagine you rep all the stuff that you put into the boxes.
Yeah, most of the stuff.
That's really cool.
I'd say 95, yeah.
95, cool.
So let's start. Puma. Wow. Saucony. Ransom. Supra.
Supra.
Yeah.
Supra.
Remember
Supra? Money, man.
I haven't seen a Supra in forever.
Palladium boots. You guys know about Palladium
boots?
Yes. Crep Protect, Jason Mark, Vitali, Publish, Staple, Mitchell & Ness.
Wow.
Richard Pura, Rejuvenator, Stance, Trapstar, Alpha Industries. I know we added a bunch back last week, so I don't. Those contracts are not finalized, so I can't talk about it.
Gotcha.
But Quality is the latest addition.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Yep. Very That's nice. So sick. Yo, repping the Montreal boys. I love that.
Yeah, man. I try to support like local brands. I try to support like Canadian brands. Yeah. I mean, I'm not pushing them down people's throats if they're not good, but like any brand like I recognize and I you know, I respect, like I try to take them out to the world.
Yeah, for sure. Now, who were the first few brands that you started Sneaker Tub with? Like the original ones that came in the first boxes?
Yeah, it was really hard. Actually, when I first started, I didn't have any brands at all.
Okay. Because
no one would give me a shot.
Okay.
So but basically what I did was I bought retail. I paid retail prices. So we were lost the first few months.
Okay.
Basically, I bought them at retail, curated them, sent them like the cool sneakers.
Wow.
And then Puma came along. I think Saucony was the first first brand who agreed to come in a box.
Mm-hmm.
But Puma, like the contract was done before. So like we were able to include Puma before Saucony. Saucony took a little bit of time to get the paperwork done.
For sure.
So Puma and Saucony were the first to come on board with us.
Wow.
Yeah, and I love Saucony. No so plug.
Is it influences from like Europe and such that like
no, like my story back in the day, because when I grew up in Sri Lanka, like we didn't have brand name sneakers. Like I think the only brand I recognized as like a 12-year-old was like probably Converse and Adidas. Like I didn't even know what an Air Jordan was like back in the day, because like it hasn't spread down there. Like Chicago Bulls were huge in like Sri Lanka back in the day, like the bull logo hats and all that.
Oh yeah.
But like for some reason, the people knew who Michael Jordan was, but like the brand didn't spread down there. So my first pair of sneakers was a pair of Adidas Superstars that my aunt who lived in Germany sent me. So that's when I started falling in love with sneakers.
That's really cool.
But I didn't have access to them a lot. I had a lot of access to like Converse stuff. Most of them were like back in the day, they were like knockoffs.
Okay.
Because Sri Lanka's in Asia and we get a lot of like Chinese stuff down there. Mm-hmm. So I used to wear knockoffs till I went to England.
Okay.
And Puma, Adidas, Nike, that's how I got introduced to those brands when I was in England.
And that's when it all fell apart. Yes. And my wallet was empty. Do you find a big difference from living in the UK and living in Canada in styles from UK versus, say, Toronto?
Yeah, it's totally... Man, even like Montreal and Toronto, I see a lot of difference. Mm. There's a lot of difference in like the styles. I don't know how to like pinpoint them, but like visually when I see like... Because that's my job, right? Like mm-hmm. when I walk down the street, like I look at guys.
Okay.
That's yeah. that's my job.
It's your like, job.
nothing perverse, but nope. I just check out outfits, like what people are wearing. Yeah. Like that's what helps me like drive my business, right? That's my research.
R&D.
Yeah. So yeah, I see a lot of like difference. I don't know how to like pinpoint it, but mm-hmm. it's just like little subtle differences. And I've seen a lot of Puma down here, which okay. I don't see in Toronto. In Toronto, I see a lot of like Yeezys. And like a lot of Jordans, but I've seen like a lot of Puma, especially on girls.
Okay.
I wonder if it's like the Rihanna influence, but no, don't know.
Rihanna, Kylie Jenner now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're actually dropping like the Kylie Jenner shoes in Sneaker Club.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah, they're very sleek looking, those
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Very cool.
I ordered myself women's 11.
Oh, yeah, you could fit that stuff. Nice. Damn.
I'm a nine to nine and a half, like originally.
Okay.
But like a women's 11 would work for me.
Yeah, they'll look good. What colorway?
Just pure black.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Since so you spend some time looking at different people's wears and fits and sneakers and see what works and what. So you must have like right away you have to formulate an opinion on whatever you see mm-hmm. and say, okay, that would work. This doesn't work. What do you think of like let's name some new releases coming out and maybe you can give us your take on them.
Mm-hmm. Throw me a release and I'll give you my take on it. Yeah.
I don't know. Ooh. Jordan Bordeaux 12.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like it's a Jordan 12.
Pull it up. Yeah. One thing to know about me is like, I'm not like familiar with all the new releases coming in because that doesn't work for my business. So
you're
I
a visual
yeah,
person.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know what Jordan's coming out. Like obviously Yeezy's like if they're releasing, like I'll get to hear about
it.
Exactly. But like for some reason, like I'm off Jordan's.
Oh really?
In the last little bit.
Okay.
And I also like what I buy is I don't buy hype shoes at all. I have only like one pair of Ultra Boosts.
Okay. Hey, me too.
I have one pair of Yeezys, which I gave to my friend.
Oh, wow.
Donated. The Pirate Blacks, like the
mm-hmm. OG. You're a good friend.
I'm a good friend. I mean, I really didn't like them.
Okay.
That's like my opinion.
Okay.
That's cool. Like they looked good on feet, but I didn't like feel them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel good in them. I didn't feel like Yeezy in them.
Yeah. I don't feel like Kanye.
You should feel like Kanye if you're wearing Kanye shoes.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and I'm like my rotations, like a lot of Air Force Ones, like my collections, a lot of Air Force Ones. I have a lot of Adidas Superstars, a lot of Puma Suedes, a lot of Sauconys. I have like random shoes like from England, like Gola. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Yeah, Gola.
They're very nice looking shoe, but like no one knows them here. A lot of Palladium boots. I have some Jordan 1s. Like Jordan 1 is my like favorite Jordan of all time.
Okay.
So I only buy Jordan 1s. I don't have any other Jordans.
So really?
Forget the Jordan 12, but how about the Jordan 1 Flyknit Royal that's just recently
I know
released.
That one. Yeah. I like it. Like anything with like knit on it, mm-hmm. like if it's visually pleasing, like I'm down with it. Like I'm all about that prime knit.
Yeah.
And knit. Flyknit.
Flyknit.
Yeah. Yeah. Flyknit, prime knit. I like it.
I actually had the chance to actually hold one in my hand this past weekend at my buddy's house. He has a pair of Breads, and they did a really good job on that shoe. You know, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it until I had it in hand. They did a great job.
Well, what about it did you like?
Just the knit. Because trying to wrap my head around a full Jordan 1 completely made of fly knit would kind of set me off a little bit.
Like the idea is like not
It's like this
it's
is
not
weird.
Pleasing, like mentally pleasing the idea of it. But like, I mean, like when you obviously like most of us are visual people, like you guys are like photographers. So like anything, like anytime like you see something is when you fall in love with that thing. Again, I really like the way it looks.
Yeah. Then it was very well done. The construction was really nice and it feels durable. Other than like I saw the Air Max 90 Flyknit. Wasn't a big fan. I thought it was going to be similar to that.
Like flimsy, eh?
It's not flimsy, the Jordan 1, but the 90 was.
Would you be able to wear it in winter? The Jordan
1? The Jordan 1? I don't know.
Like, is it a tight knit?
It's,
where with block wind or no?
No, I don't think it's that tight. And the knit is a little bit spaced apart. You know, it's not... Yeah, it's more meshy than like a knit.
Okay.
Like it's almost like a racer material.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Stiff. Like the holes and stuff. Yeah, a little bit stiff.
So you'd be able to see your sock through it?
If you're wearing a white sock, yeah, I think you will.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my take on the Flyknit one.
Nice.
And if like, so more classic looks are your vibe?
Yeah.
What do you think of, now I'm going hype, classic type?
Yeah.
The Power Phase, they just had a restock of the Power Phase, Adidas Power Phase. It's like the Calabasas one.
Yeah. That actually, I don't really like it. I don't like the way it looks. Like it looks pretty similar to like a Reebok, like a classic Reebok, right?
Yes.
But like it's almost identical to it.
I
don't know why I like Reebok Classics, but I don't like it. Like in my head, it's a ripoff of the Reebok Classics.
Okay.
And I think that I told you, as I told you before, I'm a very complicated person. and that's probably why like that thought's in the back of my mind. And that's probably why I can't get behind it. But yeah, I like Reebok Classics.
I like I've been telling Chloe forever. I like the Reebok CL85 club. I need
the green
logo.
The green
Reebok writing.
Yeah.
Not any other color that's coming out.
But do you guys really think that's a hype shoe? Like it's not a typical Kanye issue, right?
No. So it's going away from like the first, all the other Yeezys have been like let's say outlandish in the way that the shape
is
silhouette.
Had a set format, right?
Yeah. Yes. And this one's all the way the other end of the spectrum where it's very boxy on the sole. And then
do you think he was trying to shock us?
I think part of it was, let me see how far I can go with this and see how far they take me just by putting this out. And why not? Because he'll test us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just these claims that I can tell a mass of people to stop buying Louis Vuitton and watch your sales.
Yeah.
Like, so he's testing what he can actually do. Part of me thinks it's that. Part of me likes that bravado.
That's,
you know?
Yeah. He's Kanye. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. So because of that, I'll subscribe to it. Sure, I'll get there. You know, this guy is like, you know, he must be joking.
Yeah, he's pushing the needle. He's trying to see the most outlandish thing he can do.
Yeah,
but Kanye has been quiet.
He has been.
Yes,
I think he's been in studio though.
Yeah, you think so?
I think he's who knows? He could be up to anything, right? I heard he's in the studio working on the album.
Oh,
so it's about who time. Knows though? Yeah. Right.
Who knows? Maybe he's taking a very well-deserved break.
Yo, the guy is a workaholic, that's for sure.
I'm sure he's working on something.
Yeah, he's got something he's just going to drop out of nowhere. Boom.
Kanye, I like his music.
I do. His last two albums
I like old Kanye, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a graduation kind of guy.
Okay.
Old Kanye is so good.
Yeah. I find his message was different.
Back in the day?
Yeah, than it is now. Now it's all... Me.
Yeah.
And back then it was everyone else.
Kanye 2020.
You think it'll happen? I don't see it happening.
No,
I don't see it happening.
I think The Rock will happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Happens. Yeah.
Okay, that I could see happening.
No. No. Yeah.
Back to sneakers.
Back to sneakers. No one wants to talk about weather?
Well, check. Just today, actually, it was kind of announced that Melo was... his line was going to end with Jordan.
Was that true?
So the report came out that the Melo line was going to end with Jordan, and Melo came out and said, no, that's false reports. So no one knows for sure what's happening.
But then he came out in a hoodie and all was well again.
I wanted to find out, so Jordan, like Melo's Jordan line doesn't do particularly well.
No.
Same with all the other Jordan athletes, like Chris Paul sneakers.
Westbrook.
Westbrook. Do you guys know why it doesn't work? Like, why? Like, they have this coming out. Like, all the Jordan athletes, their sneakers aren't doing very well. Or it appears like they don't do very well. But on Nike side, where you have the Kyrie and the Paul George, very simple designs, clean, very nice. They're doing extremely well.
Is it design, though? Or is it the fact that, like, Jordan's Jordan and like there's like two athletes like mashed up in that shoe and like why should I buy it kind of thing.
So you're saying there's
I don't know, I think it's like something in your subconscious. It's more like, oh, there's two athletes on this shoe, like, oh, yeah, what is going on? Okay. that's how I personally feel, so I don't know if anyone else
like,
feels about it.
Like, Melo is not Jordan.
Exactly.
So why are you trying to sell me Melo as Jordan?
Yes.
Okay,
I think it's the design.
That's better explained.
I think it's the design. Like, let's say a bunch of athletes that signed with Jordan would wear OG Jordan models, like 1, 2, present.
Yeah.
Like the originals, mm-hmm. right? But just changed up their colorways to their team colorways and put their number on it. I think that would sell.
I think it would sell big time.
Instead of redesigning a whole shoe and saying, this is the Chris Paul shoe.
Yeah.
You put a pair of Jordan 3s on Chris Paul, you put his number on the side, you change the colorway of the shoe.
PE, done.
Sell.
Yo, they should hire you.
Melo too. Like, Melo. Like, yeah. I would buy them all.
Yeah.
Well, in a Knicks colorway. Yeah. Not anymore.
No, I think that's a natural, I think that's a great idea. And I do think that would sell a lot. Like, so, especially if you keep it between 1 and 14.
But you would need the technology, though. Like, the tech behind the shoe.
To play? Right? Yeah. As a, like, a player-exclusive shoe? Like, this is a ball
but
shoe?
But they could have, like, a shoe on the side and in the team colorway with their number or a little logo of theirs, et cetera.
Look at what they're doing with the... We were talking about this. The Jordan 32 is, like, parts of the... Like, a nod to the Jordan 2 updated and whatnot. What if the Chris Paul came out and that was it? Like, the third Jordan 32, instead of calling it the Jordan 32, they called it the Chris Paul whatever.
I think it might work. But they would have to try it. They would have to try it instead of having this other Chris Paul model shoe. Right? Like, market it and everything.
But at the end of the day, it's still a Jordan with his name on it. Right? Mm.
Yeah, but you put his number and it's really Team Jordan. Right.
Okay. Yeah. I guess if you're doing it on, if you're using a 32 silhouette and you're still doing the his number only and team color exclusive.
Yeah. I think
that would do better than just like his name on it.
Yeah.
So do you think, let's say we take the old Melo, Melo 1.5, but we don't call it a Jordan shoe. We call it a Nike shoe. The Nike Melo 1.5. Do you think it would sell like the Paul George and the Kyrie's are selling? Because you're kind of creating that separation between
there's no more
Jordan association.
It'd be more him. Focus on him. The real fans will just go for him.
Yeah.
Or the hardcore Jordan fans won't get mixed up in it and, you know, go off on it.
I could just see that happening.
Just like DeRozan wearing Kobe's.
Yes. Ah.
That's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really, really going to work.
Yeah.
Right?
He's actually apparently designing or helping with the design of another like commemorative Kobe. Yeah. Coming out soon. That should be good.
Sad right. Kobe's gone.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys if you don't mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think Kanye is this generation's Jordan?
In terms of so we're talking sneaker design and influence.
In terms of
and,
like status. Like Jordan was like our generation's hero. Like I'm 34. Yeah. I don't know how old you guys are, but like I'm 34. So like
we're in that range.
Yeah. Okay.
So
like not growing up, but like my say like early 20s, like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Uh-huh.
Jordan was like the guy to be.
To emulate.
Yeah. So is like Kanye right now like the guy to be for like kids?
No.
Like can kids even relate to Jordan?
No.
No.
Right?
I can't. No, because they don't they're not witness to him, right?
Yeah. So like, can they get behind Jordan Brand like the way we did?
Excuse me.
No, but okay. Very kind of like tangent to this. They're like, my little boy goes to like a basketball program. And at the beginning of the program, they're like, who's the best basketball player right now? And no one says Jordan because they just don't know Jordan, right? So they say to Steph Curry, they say to LeBron. So these are their athletes. Are these two or three, four athletes as influential in terms of style as a Michael Jordan was? No.
No.
Because you don't buy Steph Curry shoes to rock on the street.
You don't right? buy Steph Curry shoes, period.
You do.
I'm just playing.
Pew, pew. You're cooking them, man. But no. So
back in the day, we would dress to be Jordan.
Yes.
But who do they dress to be now? Like, that's my question. Like, so, yeah. Not like forget Jordan as an athlete, but like role model. Like,
gotcha.
Put the name tag role model on him. Mm-hmm. Put the name tag role model on Kanye. Like side by side comparison, is Kanye the new Jordan?
I think it's the most comparable person that's out there right now for in the sneaker world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you definitely remember. Look, I'll ask you, what does the LeBron 3 look like? And most of the people, most of the kids, most of the younguns won't know. But if you say, what does the Yeezy look like? What does V2 350 Moon, like, what's Beluga look like? And Beluga V2 look like? They're like, it looks like this, that. They'll describe it to you right away. And I think that's what it is. They can distinguish what a Yeezy, every single Yeezy looks like, what the difference between the V1, the V2, they can describe all that because it matters to them.
What a difference a couple of years can make, eh?
And it's not even like, when you think about it, it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Jordans were like the shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Like the whole, whenever at the beginning of the poll I go, I'm kind of tending towards Jordan 1s again, it's like weird. Like that I'm off Adidas. That I'm like,
it's the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Like Adidas, like hella comfortable. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you can't, like, I don't know, like a Jordan that's that comfortable as like an Ultra Boost.
Oh. Right? Well, there's nothing really there's more comfortable nothing, than
you
Ultra
can't
Boost.
Even compare.
Yeah.
And they're made for like different purposes.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's an accurate statement.
I feel like I'm like zigzagging this like podcast, like in
no,
every,
it's good.
Every
no, no.
single
nah, man.
No, it's perfect.
We're just happy you're here.
Hey, thank you guys. I'm really excited to meet you guys, by the way.
Okay, you know what? Let's bring it back to the beginning with you, Kamaj, and let's just go through again what Sneaker Dub is all about. But maybe I always am fascinated or intrigued by, where did you get the name Sneaker Dub? Like, why Sneaker Dub?
It has to do with the domain. So I searched for Sneaker Box. There was already a Sneaker Box. Searched for Sneaker Company. There was Sneaker Company. And then I searched for like synonyms for box, and like tub came up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, sounds weird, but sounds kind of cool. I'll just go with it. Like, domain was available, so I bought sneakerdub.com and .ca and .co.uk and like all the other like stuff that comes along with .pl, .lk. Yeah. Like I bought them all. Like
buy five, get four free.
Exactly. Package deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was it. There was no like thought process behind it. It's just the domain was available and it just sounded right to me.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not a very, like, I'd say a sneaker-friendly name in a kind of way, because you, like, the name doesn't tell you what the product is.
Okay.
Like, if it was Sneaker Box, you would know what a sneaker box is, kind of, but, like, then you would also think, like, oh, it's a box to put my sneakers in.
Yeah.
But, you know, with, like, most, like, good products in the world, they don't have the best names.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is a Ford? I can swear on this, right?
You can swear on this.
Okay.
Yeah. You fucking swear on this. Well, no, I get that absolutely, because it's always whenever we're trying to figure out names for like segments or just any type of product that's coming out of, let's say, our crew of guys, I always try to find like, is the Gmail address available?
Yeah, it's really important.
It's like a minor thing, but
is Sneaker Tub available on Instagram? Right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I don't know if you guys know, we also have Sneaker Tub also has a clothing subscription box called the Kid Grid.
Yeah,
shameless plug. thekidgrid.com, thekidgrid.ca. When I was looking for a name for a clothing subscription box, so it's basically, what we do is we curate like a full complete outfit. Mm-hmm. So it's not like random stuff like thrown in. I was looking for a name for it. First place I hit up Instagram, the Kid Grid was taken. Mm-hmm. So I decided to name it The Kid Grid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's basically how I come up.
It's a small. It's way better than, you know, when you see like a one at the end of a name.
Yeah,
you do know that there's an original out there that's like better than your name. So it matters.
The Kid Grid is the Kid Grid. It's not Kid Grid.
Well played.
Yeah, that's a good one. That definitely must have a factor in, you know, expanding the brand too, because you want everything to be, you know, the same, so you don't have to. You know, like us, we have at the Sneaker Podcast on Instagram, but we don't have it on Twitter.
Well, the Twitter reason is because it's too long of a name. You can only use so many characters.
What are you guys on Twitter? Sorry.
The Sneaker Pod.
Oh, okay. I think I follow you.
We dropped the cast.
Hold the cast. Yeah.
Hold the cast. Here, hold this cast.
Hold the cast.
But people know us. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, like, it's really good to see like a community of like sneaker lovers like coming together, because I'm sure there's like other podcasts, but like I kind of feel like in Canada you guys are the shit.
But we are the sneaker podcast.
The sneaker podcast. we'll explain a bit about how we got our name.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice. We were looking for a podcast name. And we were trying to find something funky, something cool, something
different.
It was just like, I wonder if anyone has just plain old Sneaker Podcast.
Simple.
And no. And I'm like, how did everyone else leave this one on the table?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. Let's just go simple and just grab this one.
Yeah, it works, man.
Yeah, this is how it works. So like, what happens is whenever someone's searching for a podcast about sneakers, our name's going to pop up regardless.
Yeah.
It's money.
Money.
It's free marketing.
Does it roll off the tongue? No. But,
depends on how you roll your tongue.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So we mentioned you were here partly for business. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the people who you talk to or whatnot?
Yeah. So Publish, as I mentioned before, is a brand that comes in our boxes. So I came out because Publish has their like main office and warehouse like here in Montreal. So I wanted to go and see like what it looked like. And I wanted to see some of the new stuff that's coming in. Mm-hmm. In spring 18. They had like designs for like fall 18. So I wanted to see those things in person. So that's I've never met the company, like the owner of the company that distributes Publish here.
Okay.
In Canada. His name is Ben, a really nice guy. So I got to meet him today. And qualities, we've been like playing phone tag for like ever.
Okay.
But like never really got into bed together. So yeah, like when I was coming to Montreal, I think Chris hit me up and he's like, oh, you guys want to meet Quality? And I'm like, yeah, like I've been chasing these guys for a while and they've been chasing me, but like we never like, you know, got to like a proper conversation. So those are the two brands that I came to see. There was one more. Maybe I forgot one.
There's so many.
No. I think it's just Koala and it's the Marathon guys.
The Marathon guys, yeah.
Yeah, I want to meet them. The yeah, guys. So next trip maybe.
Yeah, maybe next trip. Yeah. I think I spoke to.
Yeah,
them
it's
briefly.
After the long weekend too, right? So people are like away. I was in the Koala warehouse and like, oh, this shit's good, man.
Their product, everything.
Their product's really good. Like I saw some amazing stuff. I don't know if I can talk about them, but like some awesome bombers.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave me some samples.
Their jackets are really nice.
I find that Quality in the past 2 months has really exploded onto like the scene. the streetwear scene?
I think the standard was set by Vitaly, though.
Yeah.
This is my personal opinion. Because I don't know. Okay. Maybe Kuala, because I don't know the history of the brand. Like, Vitaly, I've been following them for a while, from the time, Shein started designing, little jewelry things, at home. Mm-hmm. That's how they all started.
Okay.
But I haven't been following, Kuala guys. But I think, Vitaly is, they had a pop-up in Montreal, I think a couple of weeks back. Their quality is amazing, especially apparel quality, and Koala's the next one that I saw that I was really impressed with, a product out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good, man. If these brands can as Canadian entrepreneurs take over the world, I can't be happier.
Mm-hmm.
As a Canadian entrepreneur, you want to see Canadian stuff in the world, just not Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But so when you're sourcing all these brands, do you somehow try to find other spots to visit while you're here, other stores or other?
No, not really, because when I go to a place, I'm always in a hurry. I don't have okay. I don't take a week to chill out. Mm-hmm. This is probably the chillest trip, but chill was inserted between non-chill, businessy gotcha. Stuff. But no, other places I basically in and out. Yeah, and I travel quite a bit too, in North America.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I like to see the product in hand usually.
Yeah.
Because I don't put anything in my boxes that I don't
yeah
at all, which I personally wouldn't wear.
Mm-hmm.
Every sneaker that I've ever included in Sneaker Tab, I have a pair myself. Mostly every sneaker, 75%.
Okay,
not the girl sneakers. I don't have copies of those. but yeah, any I only put product that I like. Most of the time, some people don't respond well to it because they're not hype sneakers. Puma Jeff, pretty recent example. A kid didn't know who Jeff Staple was, and he didn't know the significance of a Puma Staple collab. He called the shoes trash.
Wow!
It hurts. It really hurts. It's not that I made it. I didn't make it.
Yeah.
No. But knowing the history of Puma Suede and knowing the importance of Jeff Staple in as a fashion design icon.
Yeah.
The pigeon dunks.
Yeah.
He's the guy who did the pigeon dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking wear everything he designs if it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, and the sneakers that you're wearing today, those look really fresh, right?
Yeah.
If it had if it had a Boost sole, would you wear it? That's
yeah, exactly. Most people would say yes.
You guys know about the Puma, Adidas Boost thing, right?
That Puma has Boost as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I saw
it
for the first time this past weekend.
It's amazing.
It's so much stiffer than the Adidas
Boost. Oh, really?
Yeah. I felt it, and it feels a lot more dense.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't had the product.
But it was wild. It caught me off guard a little bit. I'm like, ooh, okay, competition.
Yeah, but I think Puma had the patent before Adidas. Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
That's what I read somewhere. Damn. I don't know. I'm not stating facts, but I read it somewhere, I think. That they had the patent first, but that's why Adidas can't stop Puma from putting it out.
Yeah, the battle of the brothers continues.
Yes.
Well, I don't think they can stop anyone because it's not their invent. It's not their creation.
It's not their creation. Yeah.
Even Skechers is doing stuff like that now, making
fuck Skechers
fake Boost.
Sorry, I hate.
Hey, Skechers. You said it.
I hate it.
Yeah, I think everyone.
You would never see Skechers in Sneaker Tub. Sorry, you wouldn't.
Well, you should put that on the advertisement so everyone will be like, yeah, okay, cool.
That's not bad. Next Facebook ad. But people like Skechers.
No Skechers in here.
Skechers sells like motherfuckers.
Yeah, they sell a lot of
Skechers. Yeah, it's for some reason, people think that Skechers is good. I'll give you a perfect example, right? So my wife is into sneakers mm-hmm. because of me. She's mm-hmm. she's actually a very, she dresses nice. She likes her high heels and shoes and stuff. So she likes when I met her, she liked her Vans, but she got into her Adidas, the Jordans mm-hmm. or Pumas, whatnot, because of me.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom, she lives in Sri Lanka, so she was here on vacation, stayed with us for a couple of months, and so we wanted to get her really comfy shoes for walking last summer, right? Mm-hmm. And she gravitated towards like Skechers, and I'm like, no,
not
and
my
it was
health.
Like $70, right? Like a pair of like basic Skechers, like you know the knockoff like running shoe kind
okay,
of,
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of Skechers. And she's like, no, I like these, and they were like gray and you know like old people colorway. Mm-hmm. Gray and like black and
really sensible.
Yeah, really sensible. and I'm like, no, over my dead body, you're not buying these. And so I bought her a pair of New Balance.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Decked up.
That's some good compromise right there.
Yeah.
But I find that now I don't know the whole story behind Skechers, but I feel like back when I was younger, it was just a shoe. And now it's like an entire retail monster.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's come a long way in the past, 15 years.
Yeah. How do you create a shit brand and get people to buy it? That's Skechers. Yeah. That's them. That's their plan.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's the
how do we make shit shoes and make lots of money?
Yeah.
See, I see the commercials like on the kids network.
And oh yeah.
Yep.
You get them while they're young. Yep. Yeah. So that they know you, and then
as soon as those kids are like 9, they're gonna like go after the years.
Or when they're older, they'll be like, oh, I remember those Skechers from back in the day. Yeah. They're like the Jordans of, you know, 2028.
They're like the poor man's Ultra Boost, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
They put lights on them. And my kids asked me. Oh. They asked my wife, actually.
To get Skechers?
Yeah. I want a pair of those. And then my wife's like,
they're really smart.
That's a pair of LA gear coming your way.
I'll give it to them. They're really smart.
Marketing-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Marketing machine.
Am I starting to like fall in love with Skechers? Fuck.
That's a good one.
Well, I used to own Skechers back in the day. A long time ago.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they were cool back then.
Wow.
It's just, and now it's not like...
Is it just that we know too much about shoes?
It might be that.
Maybe it's like a really good
but
shoe.
But I like the... So let's say you say, hey, Chris, do you want Skechers? And I'm like, no. But then you're like, hey, Skechers is outselling most of your sneaker brands. And I'm like, interesting.
Why?
I want to know more.
Skechers jumped over Jumpman and Yeezy.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. There's a guy in Skechers that's like the equivalent to Kanye. Okay, he's out there. Or she's out there. He's influencing all the little kids.
I want to know who it is.
Into getting Skechers.
Like the Kais Omar of Skechers.
Oh, Skechers.
It's like what? Fights or the Wiggles.
I think we're giving this guy too much airtime.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Shout out to the Real Ray 20 and our good friend Sneaker Talk.
Yeah. Shout out to the boys.
All right. So when you first, so you said you like subscription services and all. And at what point were you like, okay, this can work?
I didn't know it could work.
Okay.
That's the secret to like whatever, like how far Sneaker Tops come. Hasn't gone very far, but like from when it started, it's bigger than what it was. I think I was successful because I got into the business without knowing whatever the hell I'm doing. I just ran with it.
Learning from experience.
Yeah. And, you know, there were like some dark times.
Of course.
Because when you're working for yourself and when you don't know where your next paycheck's coming from, it's not easy, but yeah, we're way past that, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And, but were you ever like... Yo, how come no one has had this idea yet?
Yeah.
And I need to like start it.
I wanted to test the waters and see if people would even respond to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it didn't like, I wouldn't say it blew up, but I think like people who are interested in like a variety of sneakers are owning like different models of sneakers, different mm-hmm. brands, people who like truly like sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like my product, like our product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's the core audience that I have, and that's the core audience that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like just because it's like $75, I don't want people to like sign up and be like, or like get a pair of Puma Staples and be like, that's trash, because it's not trash,
mm-hmm.
right? Like we know it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It means you're not like educated about sneakers whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. No, but then I think the ones that aren't educated about sneakers aren't necessarily the ones that would sign up, right? Because
it's weird because sometimes like parents get their like kids gifts without them knowing it, okay. And like I get like tons of emails from like parents being like, "Oh, like my kid's not like an old man. He wouldn't wear sock knees. Uh-huh. Kind of thing, right? I'm like, you're a bad parent. You should teach him.
Here's a YouTube video. Make him watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, sock knee, like, has, I think, the best material, like, in the industry. Like, on like, general releases.
Okay, I can see that. Without going in the $250 range.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Yeah. At like a decent, like affordable price point.
Mm-hmm. That I totally see. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
And they don't get the respect that they deserve, I think.
I think it's a North American thing.
I think so.
They don't get a lot of proper exposure or maybe they don't market it.
I mean, they market like the OGs, right? Like that's theirs. The sock knee originals is their mostly marketed line towards sneakerheads. Okay. But I think it's like way bigger than like what it is in like Asia or like, you know, like other parts of the world, like Japan.
They had a short burst with their like Grid 9000.
They did some collaborations.
They did some dope collabs. Yeah. Yeah, they do like a lot of like sneaker store collabs, right?
Yeah.
I think they did like a Jaws like shock. I can't remember exactly what the colorway was, what the model was called.
There's a tribute to Boston.
There was a space one.
Those Yoann T shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were like sick.
Well, that's something else that Saucony did. They did like a collaboration with a bunch of YouTubers.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Tony D2Wild. Like, who else? Like you were saying,
Yoann T, DJ Hess.
Yep. DJ Hess's were nice too. They were different.
They were nice. I hated the Tony ones.
They were a little wild.
They were so fugly.
They're wild. That's for sure. Wild.
That's probably what he was going for.
But it's really cool that they could collab with different like YouTubers like that.
Yeah.
And come out with a really nice pair.
And apparently, like a lot of those sold out. Like,
oh yeah.
In minutes.
Well, yo, with the reach that the YouTubers have these days, it's insane. You're gonna sell something.
Yeah.
Right. If you have Kai Somar is almost at 1 million subscribers, that's insane. If only 10% of people buy that shoe, yo,
yeah,
that's money, big money.
And people do buy Kai's stuff,
just like 1%.
Yeah, just 1%. 1%. Yeah, yeah. People are well, and now you could see, and I don't want to get away from get on YouTubers too much, but Kai's having his own merch that he's dropping every week now, just like Supreme, you know. It's just a way to capitalize.
It's good on him, man. Like
he needs to grow his business. He needs to grow his brand. He's doing a good job at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Kais.
Yeah, you can't blame the guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Hmm. Yeah.
Never met the guy, but you know, he looks like a decent guy.
Yo, if we head on to SneakerCon this weekend, we can make it happen.
No, thank you. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'll come to see you guys.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not Kais.
So how about let's close out. What can we expect from Sneaker Tub? What's coming up?
Tough question.
That you could talk about.
I think with Sneaker Tub, like I'll give you my vision for like 2018, basically. I want more brands. I want bigger brands. Obviously, like that's the dream. I'm not gonna name brands, but and I want like a lot of like different products from like new brands. That's like I want to support like new brands.
Okay.
Because we have a bunch of big brands like, and they're gonna stay. Mm. But I want to throw like a lot of new brands into the rotation. I think that will change what Sneaker Tub is now a little, because we do a lot of big brands. Like we do like Michelin S hats, mm-hmm. 47 brand. Staple, Vitali, like a bunch of stuff. But I want to introduce like new brands to our subscribers. I mean, I don't know how well it'll be received, but you know, you can always try. And anytime we introduce a new brand, I try to throw in a little postcard, like a little history about the brand.
Very
like,
cool.
And people have been very receptive to that in the past. And yeah, man, like the dream is to like touch the sky. And I think like with a positive attitude, like Sneaker Tub can really do it, because it's a very different product. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, success, and like as long as I see like different people wearing different types of sneakers, like bring Puma and Saucony back to life.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's not like it's dead, But like, I'd like to see like more kids wear and embrace those brands, and because I'm a fan of those brands, and I there's nothing wrong with wearing a pair of like Pumas or a pair of Sauconys.
No, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the when you're like, oh, I really like these brands should have like a bigger stage or whatnot. That's when I don't know if you're like the same way, Chloe or Mike, then we're like, okay, challenge. I want to start taking photos of these sneakers and see how far we could take it, or like just push it on our own feed. You can notice, like you go, okay, maybe a Yeezy or Jordan gets more likes than any other brand.
Yeah.
But I'll still pull it out there. It's like you do one for the crowd, you do one for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Put it out. And see how it goes.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Hey, and if you can change one person by giving them something new, yo, you've done your job.
Qais Omar.
What?
What?
If I can make Qais Omar wear Saucony.
Oh. Oh, you never know.
It depends how much how big the paycheck is, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it comes down to dollars.
You can edit that out.
Are you going to do more of those special boxes, limited boxes?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. So the first limited edition box that we did, obviously you guys got a package. So we did 24 like media and influencers. Like I didn't go big media. I went like local guys, YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do something like that every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we made like 50 of them limited for like the public.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out. So I want to do something like that, like every quarter, like change it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
That's where like I'll be happy to bring in like new brands. So like if you're a Canadian brand like Montreal, wherever you are in Canada, like hit me up, like hit us up, hello@sneakertub.com or .ca, let's see if we can get your product in a Sneaker Tub. Like even if you're making like socks or laces or hats or whatever, if the price point is right, like I can, obviously we can push it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit them up.
Very good.
Oh, I love those boxes. Thanks, the wooden buddy. Boxes that you did and the details that you put into those boxes, like with the little tag and like people's logos on them and stuff.
Wow. That was good, man.
Those small details. Crazy.
So in case people didn't hear in one of the past pods when we got the Grail pack from Kamaj, it was like on one side it was like the Sneaker Tub logo on the tag, like a paper tag that's attached around the box, and on the other side it's like personalized with like the Brag Affair logo. The Brag Affair logo was on the paper tag, and I'm like, this guy's good.
Wow. I haven't even opened the box and the hook has been set.
Yeah, so that's good on you, man.
Yeah. Go to YouTube, search for those unboxings. You'll see what came in those boxes. Yeah. You guys need a YouTube channel, man.
Yeah, we've discussed it a lot.
We have.
But you want to stay in your lane, eh?
We just want to know what lane to take. To it.
It's just we do like this lane,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
We can drive.
I like podcast. I mean, like before, like honestly, like I'm a very visual person, but before like. I'm not saying this because I'm on your show, but before I didn't listen to podcasts at all. But like, I think the Sneaker Podcast like opened my like eyes, and like I'm listening to like other podcasts now.
Oh, cool!
So it's good. Like, it's always easy to like throw it up and like, you know, while you're working.
Exactly. Like if we're about to drive, we're gonna take a long drive. We like podcasts is perfect because it kind of kills the time in a different way than listening to music.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was thinking about it, and I think we got into the podcast world just before podcasts blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they were already on their trending upwards.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, everyone started doing podcasts, and we got in kind of just before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we did get the Sneaker Podcast.
That's right.
The name,
the domain.
The Sneaker Podcast.
So we are the Sneaker Podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, we've always, everyone's talked to us about YouTube and how it would help us, how it would benefit us. And I think we're not closed to it. Like we're not saying no, fuck YouTube.
Yeah.
We're like, just, well, we're good here. And maybe we're waiting for that cycle where YouTube's super hot and then it's going to die down and podcasts are super hot. And we're already going to be in that lane. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever works for you. I mean, if you guys are happy with what you're doing, like at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Of course. Yeah. I think thinking of different kind of content for YouTube on our end would be the way to go. Like, think of something different. Everyone does unboxings. Everyone does reviews and stuff like that. How can we make it different? So that's what we're thinking of.
Maybe we're not pretty enough for YouTube, man.
Maybe
not.
You're pretty.
Maybe you should join the team.
What the? Maybe we're too pretty for YouTube.
Too pretty for YouTube.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I like that.
Okay. So, I don't know. I've got this. It's not a game. I could call it a game. What if I present you guys some scenarios?
Okay.
And then you tell me the chances that this would happen. Oh. In the sneaker world.
Interesting.
He's good at these games.
All right.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard him on the podcast.
What are the chances that Nike inserts the Adapt technology to their everyday releases, to their GRs? So you would have, like, for those who don't know, the listeners, the Adapt technology is like the self-lacing shoes, mm-hmm. right? What are the chances of Nike just inserting that into like a whole line of everyday sneakers where the sneaker isn't like $400 a piece, easily accessible to the people?
I don't think it'll happen.
It's a lot of technology to put in for a GR.
Yeah.
Hmm. No. What if they like mass produce this shit and it like drops the cost and they're able to do it?
I think retail price would affect everything.
Yeah.
They would have to start off with kids.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, sure.
So no for Adapt?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
A group, no.
A group,
no. What are the chances that Boost technology or whatever else they want to call it gets used by another sneaker brand and becomes very successful?
Puma.
We'll wait and see.
I think there is a better chance of that happening than the one before.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as long as, you know, like if Puma comes out with the technology, people are going to say like Puma's ripping Adidas off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen for sure.
Yep.
But like in relation to like them actually putting it on a shoe, yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, I think I could see it happening with Vans.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like it, not an exposed one, but like maybe put it for performance.
But Saucony Freerun, have you guys like ever worn like a Saucony Freerun shoe?
Mm. No.
Really comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a sample that I got from my sales guy. Oh, was I not supposed to say it? Whatever.
He's not listening.
No. Yeah. It's Everyone else.
He just asked me not to show it to other people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can talk about it all you want.
Yeah, so I didn't do it for the gram yet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really comfortable, man. I work out in those things.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know. It feels very different to a Boost. Mm-hmm. It's not rigid. It's very like softy and like flowy and like
plushy,
bouncy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
Yeah.
But do you think, let's say Vans does incorporate the Boost technology and call it whatever else they're going to call it, do you think they'll market it as having, we have this technology in our shoes now?
No, I don't see that. I don't see them doing that.
I could see them approaching differently.
Yeah.
You know, and because they're kind of that laid back, chill vibe brand, right?
Well, regardless of which brand adopts it, do you think they will use it as a promotion?
Like, hey, we got Boost.
I think they have to. I think they have to use it to market, because
and
it's only going to drive
that'll
numbers.
Work or backfire in the way that Kamaj explained, like, well, you're just ripping off Adidas.
I think there's always going to be that, though, depending on either way, regardless.
And then maybe that brand gets some bloggers to write, no, Boost does not belong to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's a good one.
So that's a yes? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are the chances a new company becoming a, let's say, top five sneaker brand for fashion? A new sneaker company. Or even a new company. Like someone that's not in the sneaker realm just decides to, you know what, we're going to start producing sneakers.
Like Vitaly makes sneakers.
There you go.
Well, they did make sneakers. back in the day with this company called Sally Wong.
Sally Wong.
Out of Toronto. So they're like a shoe company. So they did a collab. Really, really nice shoes. But forget Vitaly. Another brand, say... Someone throw up some ideas.
It's like, I wish I could say Under Armour or something like that. But
No. But Under Armour is already... Look, so a perfect example is...
Are they top five?
Yeah.
Okay.
In
what's
sales.
What's the top five?
I think...
Nike.
I think sales.
Skechers. Number one.
Skechers is in there.
Oh, yeah. Skechers is in there.
But not in fashion. Not, yeah, well, not what we call fashion. Yeah. Like our realm.
Nike, Adidas,
Jordan, Under Armour's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, they're not fashion, but they did what the upstart, they became the upstart, and they said, because they do well in apparel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like equipment and
performance stuff.
And then they, boom, they started, they got the one perfect star to push their brand, and boom, 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 boom. Then they started selling like hotcakes. But
Vans being top five?
No. Not in like money sales.
Money sales.
Because Vans is categorized as like skate shoes, right? Like,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Well, what are the chances that another company comes in and just like shakes up the world and says,
I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see it too.
I can't think of a brand that would be able to do it. Like Levi's will not be able to do it. You know, like you're thinking of a clothing line going into
something,
the shoe
something that,
yeah,
no,
like an Oakley. They make sneakers, but they don't push them like that.
Yeah,
North Face.
There you go.
I don't know.
It's very possible.
It is possible. I think
Ford.
We're just gonna start naming off brands here.
NASA puts out some sneakers, and you're like, dang.
NASA does a collab.
NASA logo is sick. I have a NASA Alpha Industries like bomber jacket. Collab they did.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves that thing. It's like a blue, like a MA one with like the NASA logo and like the 100th space shuttle mission badge on it.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
Like, it's got like the American flag on, like the left arm kind of thing.
It's legit.
It's legit. It's real shit.
Is that sample too?
No.
I'm kidding.
I think Logic wore it like on stage, and that's why people like,
recognize
Logic.
Okay.
Well, NASA's good stuff. Because NASA's like that. They're not a brand, but...
But like if they are...
But
really,
everyone knows.
If they come up with some like crazy technology, like
fucking
space moonwalking shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
This will make you feel like you're walking on the moon.
Yeah.
Because they're like the branch that are, they're not government.
Yeah.
But they are, and they're like the science, they're the brain guys, and you're like, I want to be on that team.
They're the behind the scenes, controlling everything.
Yeah.
The puppeteers.
Okay. I got two more scenarios.
All right.
What are the chances that Space Jam 2, starring LeBron James, becomes a hit?
Define a hit.
Yeah.
Like, it won't be like the first one.
Well,
what are the chances? It might not, though. It may become bigger than the first one just because LeBron James is so big right now. And with kids, like you said, when you went to your Chosen's thing, they all knew LeBron and Curry.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
We have social media these days.
Yeah.
That's true.
Push a brand, push a movie. What do you guys think?
I think it's possible.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it could go big.
Yep.
Very sad.
First one.
It's because of the kids, though. Definitely.
For the kids,
And technology, and internet and all that, It's might be on Netflix later on.
Yeah.
Totally. Dang it. It's so sad.
Yeah, who made Space Jam, by the way?
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes is
Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because Disney's taking all this shit down, right? Next year.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
The movie podcast.
What are the chances that Kanye West goes to another sneaker brand?
Very possible.
Yep. And I feel like another sneaker brand would love to have him on board.
I think we talked about this, and we think like it'd be cool if he went to Vans.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
But they're going to ruin Vans then.
But will they?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because
ruffle feathers.
If they let him run rampant on like a design, it's not going to look like a
brand. There won't be any more classics.
No.
Like, they're the type of brand that sticks to their classics. Yeah. They just add a little bit of
would it ruin...
It would ruin their
right lines. their core releases and stuff like that, like all their classic line.
Unless he made like a full cap instead of a half cap.
Yeah.
You know, and he stayed within the
we skate talked about realms. This. Yeah. Like the graduation instead of the old school. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. What are the chances of Kanye going back to Nike?
I like that. What was it?
Or like Jordan Brand.
It was...
instead of jumping over the Jumpman, I am the Jumpman.
Yeah, like this whole feud with Nike was a whole... It's a whole marketing ploy from the get.
Oh,
yeah. And like this was all planned from the beginning.
Like Nike is behind like sending him to like Adidas. Like, and like it's brief. Like
a mole.
He knows the play. Like you do like fucking 5 years of amazing Adidas sales. Like build it up.
And then we
come back
pull the
to
plug.
Us. Break down on them.
And the shoe design is already... Like, they've already designed the shoe.
Yeah. And it's, like, patented. Like, the Yeezy Boost belongs to Nike.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Or secretly, Nike's owned Adidas this whole time.
And the FBI gets involved. Like, yeah, that's funny.
That's
Agent,
a good one.
Agent West. That's why he goes like he goes off base sometimes and you're like, what the fuck is going on? Because he can't take the pressure of being undercover.
Oh my goodness.
There's a good chance of that happening. I don't know about going back to Nike, but like what if like Kanye goes to Under Armour? Like, will that change things?
Yeah.
I think he'll definitely switch brand though.
Like in like the recent future, do you think?
Yes. I think so.
You think
he switched from Nike.
That's true.
You think it's
how long ago was that? Like, I don't know my dates.
2006. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a random date here. I don't know. Because the Nike Yeezy 2004 ish. I don't know. No. What am I talking about?
Later.
2010. 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. It's whoever's going to give them more money and more creative control.
More creative control, more than money, I think. And then, money. I'm sure money is like very
big time.
Yeah.
Maybe Puma.
Never know.
Never know.
Oh, could you imagine?
He invented Boost with NASA.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a good game.
It's a good game.
Good game.
Cool.
I like those scenarios. That Nike going back to Nike thing kind of just blew my mind a little bit, and it's been like a ploy.
Yeah, he's like the deepest mole ever. Like in history, there'll be books written about him.
He is 007.
Clancy's gonna write a book about Kanye and shit.
There's gonna be a video game.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Right. Okay.
So we mentioned SneakerCon.
Yes, we are gonna be at SneakerCon this weekend. If you're in the Toronto area or downtown Toronto on Saturday, October 14th, we are gonna be down there. We're gonna be having a good time. The whole crew, unfortunately, will not be able to make it, but we have three out of the four.
A three-man assault team.
Yeah, and we'll bring our boy Clarell on FaceTime in case anyone wants to talk
whoever
to him.
Whoever has enough data can FaceTime the whole way.
So, wait, does Toronto downtown have Wi-Fi?
Depends on where you go. I think, where's SneakerCon? It's in some hotel, right?
No, I think it's at the like the old convention center down near the Rico Center.
I don't know if they have Wi-Fi there.
No. We'll find something.
We'll figure something out.
Go to Starbucks.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's like our go-to.
So when this episode launches, we will be on the road.
Literally on the road,
On the road. We're doing an in-and-out trip, like a real commando style.
It's
like
legit in-and-out.
Yeah. We're driving in. We decided to drive because it's fun.
Yeah.
Road trip. And then once the show's done... sometime in the evening, we're just going to drive back.
Yeah.
I think the point of this whole trip is to sleep as less hours as possible.
Don't say that. Because
that makes things fun.
Are you guys taking turns driving?
Yeah, we're going
to we're going to have to.
It's not going
to
be that brutal.
It won't be that bad.
Because we're three guys.
It's like 5 hours, right?
Five to six.
Who's driving?
If we take our time.
Depending on who's driving, I imagine.
But like we'll drive in shifts and we'll get some sleep in so that we are presentable at the show.
Yeah.
We're not we won't have a table, but we'll be running around the place. I think we have an interview scheduled with one of the founders.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be cool. Walking around, seeing some people. There's a lot of cool people that I really want to see. I was informed that Microsoft did a collaboration with some artists on some custom sneakers that I really want to see. Ooh. So yeah, there's going to be some customs. I want to see all the booths. You know, a sneaker convention is a sneaker convention, but it's the people that are there that make it different, right?
Yeah, and I think Sneaker Con, with its big name, will bring most everyone out.
Yeah.
I think we also look forward to hitting up some of our good friends that are based out of Toronto. I think we got something scheduled with Sean Go.
Yep.
I think Kimbro.
Jonathan Kim's
going to be there.
Have I forgotten about Jonathan Kim? I don't know if I reached out to him, if I sent him a box or not. Because I try to, like, any YouTuber from Toronto who has, like, a reasonable following, I try to, like, you know,
Jonathan
them up.
Is, yeah, he's part of Brag Affair.
Jonathan. Yeah. That Jonathan.
Yeah.
The
oh, I know
Jonathan. We call him weird names.
I sent Jonathan a package.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes.
He did an article on, like, style democracy.
Yes.
On sneaker.
Jonathan, for style democracy. So
who else am I missing?
Wait.
Please don't stop.
Hardy girl. Please. I think we're gonna.
I think I reach out to her.
We're gonna meet up with her possibly. I think Jonathan said that he would set that up for us. Who else in Toronto we might see?
Sneaker Talk. Our boy Christian.
I don't think he's in town.
I think he is.
Oh yeah.
He put on his Instagram stories that he bought his table. He's on his way back from Japan.
Oh yeah. Then we'll hang out with him for sure.
Of course.
Screw that guy.
Hey, now we have a place. Now we have a place to put our stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christian.
Hey, Christian.
I think he lives like far away from the city.
He's
like,
in Scarborough, I think.
Scarborough is like fucking far away, man.
It doesn't matter. This guy just came from Japan or something. Yeah, he's been traveling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. So maybe he's not going on any sleep either. I think he spent like 24 hours in a airport.
Yeah. Well, we're just gonna hang out with a lot of people. That should be fun.
Yeah.
And we've roped Kamaj into possibly.
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably
coffee at least.
Yeah, but I should be like in like the downtown area like that day. Yeah, definitely. Like we'll do something.
Yeah,
cool.
Let's hit a Starbucks for some Wi-Fi.
We're gonna need some
Wi-Fi.
Sweet Wi-Fi.
We want that Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
possibly a pillow.
And yep. No sleeping, man. And then that should be fun. I know we didn't mention the Kind of Got Soul boys. They have like a prior engagement that day,
but I think we've been invited to crash. I'm kidding.
Anyways, they won't be listening to this because they'll be busy.
Exactly.
One of the members of Kennedy Got Soul is getting married.
Congratulations. So
congratulations, Alan Spooner.
Congratulations, Alan Spooner.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that his name?
Alan Spooner. Alan and Spooner's his IG. Instagram name. So congratulations. And we're going to try to stop by. You won't know. Even though we're announcing it on the pod.
Yeah.
And he listens to the pod.
Yeah.
But he's going to be busy getting married, so he won't know until after the fact.
And shout out to all the other Canada Got Soul guys, too.
Yeah.
Mr. L Doggy Styles.
Joe Dooney. And Mr. Q Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see who else we'll bump into at the show.
You know what we should do? We should just... Someone go kidnap Calby, bring him to Toronto, and just make sure he's at SneakerCon.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways,
So shout out to the people at SneakerCon for setting up the interview for us.
Yeah, I think we're really excited to see what they got going on down there. I know I am for sure. Not looking forward to that drive, but hey, if we're with the boys,
that's part of the fun, man.
We're even thinking about maybe doing a little podcast segment in the car on the way there. Could be cool.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
If you fall asleep while I'm driving, I'm gonna stop the car, and then we're gonna drag you outside the car and just keep driving. How's that?
See, I knew this was going to happen. I'm like, man, I'm going to be in such a bad mood when I come home.
Let's not. We won't tell Alex. He's the first guy that we're going to dump on the side of the road.
You'll be the first one out. Okay, so if you're going to be at SneakerCon this weekend, October 14th, when this podcast comes out, come over, say what's up. You can hit us up on Instagram by sending us a DM if you just want to say what's up or, you know, take a picture, hang out, talk a little bit, let us know. You can all hit us up on our own social medias. But, yo, Kamash, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the podcast, bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
If people want to find you on Instagram, social medias, your website, where can they do so?
You can find SneakerTub at SneakerTub. You can find The Kid Grid at The Kid Grid on Instagram. You can find me at The Real Kamaj. See the
Real Kamaj. Dude, the changes everything.
Yeah, and, uppercase the.
And so. Yeah, on the interwebs, you can find SneakerTub on SneakerTub.com, SneakerTub.ca for our friends in Canada, and TheKidGrid.com in the rest of the world, and TheKidGrid.ca in Canada.
Amazing. Great. Dude, you're doing some, you're doing God's work, my friend. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, man. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
And thank you for all the support, guys.
Dude.
You deserve
cool
it.
Dude, man.
You guys need Kid Grid packages. I'll send some out.
Nice. Sounds good. Sounds
sweet.
Good. Sounds good. Chris, before we go, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Christopher.Chu.
Chloe, where can people find you?
At Clarel.
Don't forget to follow our boy Alex at Suji Cypressons. We miss him. And you can follow me at On Air with Mike D. We'll catch you back here next time with a new episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Peace.
Tub life.
Tub life.